So you have no notice.
But you're not wearing your glasses.
Yes. I forgot to bring my glasses.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the old age.
That's only the inner eye that matters. That's
a very interesting subject. I thought people would try to ignore it or pretend that it's not there. Reality. One should live the reality of the life, and one should live the age. Because if I do something that is normal for a teenager, it will be ridiculous. That's it. And yes, the problems come with it, but it's not only the problems. The good stuff, the experience, the understanding, the know-how, all of that, the fruit is here, and this is it. If you don't enjoy it, you're a little bit, dying. Something I always thought about, and I promised myself is not to become one of those old fellows who nag always. Yes. The machine is more than 72 years old, so it doesn't work perfectly. So what? Am I the machine? That is the point. Who am I? Really? Who's talking now here? This is not my physical existence. My physical existence is slowed down, and it doesn't like even to try to talk. That's the physical stuff. So what? I use it the best way it could be used, but I am me. And there is a very interesting point over there, because this physical stuff, what will happen to it? It will die. Period. There is no nag about it, right? But how about me? I'm not this. Because I'm not enjoying this. That's the point. When I was a teenager, I was enjoying it because physically it was good. I was a sportsman and champion and all of that. But now I'm not enjoying this physical stuff. I'm enjoying the spiritual connection. I'm enjoying the constant of this stuff. And for that, this is good enough for the moment. Tomorrow, you never know, and I don't need to know. Let's talk about the subject. Would you please come closer a little bit? You would be very kind enough if you come a little bit closer here. Sorry to bother you.
No.
Better, a little bit closer, yes, thank you. Okay, any question?
No.
So answer my question. Where are we? What are we talking about? We are at the beginning of book 5, right? Means we have started to talk about the difficult subject to talk about. We started with what? with the simple stories. Story about what is the problem here. Then we talked about knowledge, then enrichment, and all of that was philosophy talking, logical stuff. Although the subject is beyond the logic, but over there, there was some logic. That logic is fading away. It has started to fade away in unification. In unification, we start to say, you know what? There is no individuality. There is no singular stuff. Everything is one system. Everything is working with everything. Even the radiation of that, I don't know, planet or galaxy that we don't see is here, is influencing our life. That's how it is. Where are we? We are looking for the last step of knowledge and understanding, right? So we passed the unification. Now we are beyond the logic, really beyond the logic. That's bewilderment. Bewilderment is to know that I don't know. Understanding the not understanding. That's difficult. Difficulty in the subject is obvious. Okay, but Rumi? Rumi is the master. And he knows this, and he had chosen a very simple technique. I told you this morning. Right at the beginning, he is saying there are four thought that cannot be discussed here. These four thoughts should be out. So he said, there are four birds you should kill. Period. Why? Why should you kill these four birds? Because these are the barriers that will not let us understand beyond. These are the main part of the logic. What is the main part of the logical tendency of a living creature? Not even human being, a living creature needs what? Safety, then a long life, and impressing everyone that I'm like this, and greed, right? He said, put these four aside. But, I'm sorry, it's not that easy that I say put it aside, you put it aside. One by one, you should kill them. So, by the teaching, I'm teaching you how to kill them. Right? So, with each story and the explanation here and there, he will explain how to get rid of this kind of thinking. This thought should be eliminated, right? Okay. Which was the first birdie? What is the first animal? Do you remember? That's what you should remember. First, he didn't start with the birds. He started with something else, which is a birdie. That's greed, wanting to have too much. The first birdie is this. He counted them and he said, you are the intelligence Abraham, the Khalil of today, and you have to kill this birdie. Why? Because each birdie is blinding you. Each birdie is the problem. So you should learn to kill them. The first bird was the greed, and he showed us that the people They are here in the mosque and they choose. One of them is the big one, is the greedy one. And you remember what happened. He goes there and he eats a lot and he will ruin everything and he will run away. Then what? Ah, that's the problem. That greed we are talking about is not only wanting more, is like this, that when you have did the wrong stuff, you have did the worst, you are in a worse situation, you ran away. When you remember that you lost one of these, I don't know, the rosary or something, you come back to pick it up. Means that whenever you do something wrong, when you are greedy, you don't get it. You are not ashamed. You need what? You need an example of absence of that. And that's to see the Prophet. Means what? Means that whenever you do something really bad, it bothers the people really good, because they will try to balance it. So you don't do it just for yourself. You are bothering that stuff. So the guy came back, he saw the Prophet is washing the stuff. So what was his reaction? Shame. And over there, Rumi said, okay, about this shame, I'm not talking about the teaching for this fellow. I'm talking to you that listen and remember that these exceptional people, they are here. And they are here to do what? To clean up your mess. That's what it is. The good people, they have to clean up your mess. If you understand this and remember this always, then you could transform. You could understand that this greed is making me do stuff bad to the best people. This is the story, right? Then what? Then Rumi started and said, okay, now let me explain something to you. That the thing that you observe, the thing that you see, you experience, all of this, these are representative of something else. I want to know what's going inside you. How could I do that? I look at what you do, not what you talk. Because talking is cheap, talking is nothing. You could cheat. But what you do, why? Do you remember? All the talking we do, all the lessons, all of this is for what? To understand? This is something that you should remember in Masnavi. When did I tell it to you? Right at the beginning and at the end of book one. What did he do at the end of book one? He closed the class and said, go and practice it, live with it. Because this is not education. You're not here to be more, let's say, informed.